The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready?
What to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at EJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour, a lot of good stuff. And usually this is where we go over the NFL lines, but you know what? I want to talk to Lance Erline because he just wrapped up another tournament win.
He made $28,000 today. Well, where's our our engineer's not here.
Of course, our engineer's over there doing God knows what, so we can't turn up Lance's mic.
Lance, you know how to fix this?
Yeah, he's done this before. Well, there you go. Well, that's me you're turning up. So...
Maybe.
There we go. Hey now.
You know what
very
you're doing.
Very savvy. Yeah, very tech savvy.
The ninjas know where to be found when we need help.
Lord.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to invest $2.5 million in a tech startup where I just turn knobs until the right one hits.
I mean, don't you have about $2.5 million after this?
Lower.
A big successful day at the tables?
That was about the sixth. I was in the neighborhood. There's about three of us that were about the same stat count. So.
What'd y'all pay? 10?
Paid 10. It was supposed to pay 7. It was a good turnout today. 57 is a good turnout. And you have add-ons.
Yeah,
and
$9,500 prize pool. That's really nice.
It was good.
I was. I'm always hesitant to chop. Like I like to. I think maybe because I like to say that I won.
You have no choice now because Fred. If you stay in that long,
right.
Like right now, we chopped you to miss the first hour.
I missed the first. That's what we were just saying. So here, it's a little bit different. But when I'm in Vegas, you get down to the final five, six people, and everybody's like, "You want to chop?" I'm always the guy who's like, "Not really. I don't." The one time I chopped this time in Vegas was with Fred.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the one guy that was like, he goes, "I'm a little bit of a holdout, guys. I'm undecided." Nine of us wanted to chop. The guy who didn't want to chop. Low stack. He had less than 38,000 chips.
You should have said, you know what? You're right. Let's keep going.
And he was getting $350. He put in for $220. He was making $130. And he's like, I don't know. He would have had to have really gotten lucky because the blinds were up to, you know, 12,000. So he would have had to have gotten really lucky with his all-ins. And none of us really want to play because everyone there knows that when the blinds get this high.
It's bingo.
You don't want to be that guy that ends up out of the money or, you know, killing yourself because you catch, like, I just siphon off a bunch of money. Not a bunch, but like $40,000 out of my chip stack, which would have been, you know, cost me some money because I had a pair of threes and I decided not to be a little baby and I actually played them. And then, of course, you know, once two guys go in behind me, now, and it was just a regular bet. It was a $12,000 bet. Well, now I got to catch a three or I really can't play.
Right.
That's the way I looked at it, at least.
So we understand you went off this morning. People are talking about that all over the place. You you had a little incident.
You all charged up?
I got a little charged up.
About what?
I don't know. Some guy.
Hater's going to hate Lance.
Some guy called Dell off the air. And, of course, Dell's quick to tell me, you know, like, somebody off the air said that you have no right to talk about John. Like, I mentioned how Baker reminds you of what Johnny Manziel maybe could have been. They got similar sizes, although they're different quarterbacks. Like, Baker can throw at the anticipation. I can break down the X's and O's of why they're different. But you can't not see some of Johnny Manziel and Baker Mayfield from a body type standpoint. They're both playing in the Cleveland uniforms. You saw, you know, Baker's got the same kind of swagger. They both can extend plays, even though Johnny's a better overall athlete. They can both throw on the run. There's some similarities there. But Baker, you know, I think likes football a lot more. Likes the Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays as part of the process, where Johnny liked game days, and I think that was about it. And some guy called in to Dell, and I guess said, I had no business talking about any quarterbacks since I had Johnny Manziel rated highly back in 2014 or something like that. And I had Manziel as the top quarterback, followed by Bridgewater, and then Bortles, or maybe it was Bortles, Bridgewater. Actually, it was Bortles, Bridgewater, and I think Derek Carr was four, whatever. Like, and Garoppolo five. I mean, and then Johnny, you know, he went in the tank because he didn't put the effort
in.
He
didn't care.
And so, for whatever reason, I was just going to, and Dell told me that during a break, and I let that go. And then Dell brought up one more thing. He brought out his just poking stick, where he was just trying to unlock me, and then I just kind of lost it. I can't remember what it was. Oh, yeah, he also said that he likes the show a lot better when it was just John. He listens for John. He doesn't like you, but he does like John. And so then I just lost my cool a little bit and just said what I wanted to say.
What's great is, Lance, I love people who listen to our show, even though they hate me because they like Fred.
No, but there's more people hate me than they hate you, believe it or not.
I love those people, too. You know why? Because they all rate the same. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, as long as you're tuned in, I don't care if you like me.
John and I used to have some of that because we're a little bit different, but I don't typically care about all that stuff, but somebody just – Johnny went in a tank. He didn't – I don't know if he could have been a really good player or not. I have no idea because he didn't put the effort in. So I don't know, but to act like I have no reason to talk about Baker – for whatever reason, lack of sleep, just what – it was the perfect storm that just caught me off guard and just irritated the piss out of me today.
Well, that's the thing.
I like that.
When you're a guy who grades players for a living – You're gonna be wrong sometimes.
Oh, a lot. I mean, I do 500 a year,
and you know,
if I miss 100 a year, I did great. I got 80%. If I get 80% right, that's a great hit rate in the NFL. And I'd miss 100.
I'm sure the ones that this is the weird thing. Whoever that guy is that called in about Johnny Football, his reputation's not on the line.
No,
your reputation, like, you probably take that way harder than anybody else because you're the one who's judged on it.
I take it in stride, but I do recognize.
Why does that guy care?
I do recognize. And I wasn't working for the NFL at that time. It was the year before. But I did stuff for the Sideline View, which is my football site. But you know what? We make all of us go on the record on a regular basis.
Yeah.
We go on the record on a regular basis on our shows, on Sports Map, on our Twitter, on our social media feeds.
Yeah.
We go on the record all the time. I've got 20 years of going on, more than 20 years of going on record. Fred goes, we all go on a record, right? So I don't, you know, if you're going to cherry pick some things, it does start to irritate you a little bit because random guy calling Dell off the air and not even calling in to talk to me, that guy's got nothing. There's nothing invested.
No skin in the game.
There's no skin in the game. And I put myself on the line with 500 players. That's just players, not to mention. And people who get upset about mock drafts. You're mock draft. You only got seven. I don't give a crap about a mock draft.
I'm seven out of 32 in a mock draft is damn good.
Seven out of 32, first of all, is really good. But yeah. Your mock draft wasn't even good. Like, that's not the measure of a talent evaluator. It's trying to – that you're trying to predict what other people are doing. That's my favorite thing. Guy on Twitter who goes – as a reminder, these guys only got five of the mock draft right. Like, that's my job, is to say, for the NFL is to say which guys can play and how good they're going to be and stuff like that. Not to predict what teams are going to
do. It's like lining three guys up and just saying, all right, one guy's favorite color is red, one's blue, one's green. You decide who likes what color.
Right.
You don't know.
Right. No, you're just trying to make educated guesses. And so to act like the success of a guy who writes or follows the NFL draft revolves around a mock draft where you're predicting what other people will do, that's the most ludicrous thing out there.
I am on the record as saying I like Derek Carr the best of those quarterbacks that year.
Yeah.
Just so that guy knows, I'm on the right side of history. I mean,
right now you are. Although Bortles could put, you know, I thought Bortles played really well against, you know, that was my pick on Sports Map was Jacksonville plus the points against New England, because I stayed true to what I said last year when I was on with you guys. I thought it was a true passing of the torch in the playoffs, because I thought Jacksonville clearly outplayed New England. They are the bullies on the block. They're the best team in the AFC to me, and especially if Blake Bortles plays like he played the other day, which is good. It wasn't great, but it was good.
But he's no longer an anchor on them. Like it's always been the Jags are good in spite of quarterback play.
Right.
Right now, I mean, you have to look at Blake Bortles and say he's positive for
them. If their quarterback is not an in spite of position,
they're tough to beat.
They're going to be hard for anybody in the NFL to beat, other than Minnesota. I mean, I think them and Minnesota might have the best matchup.
What's holding you back on the Rams?
No, Rams too. Rams
okay.
too. You know what? I'm not all in on Goff though. I saw some interesting numbers, so I consult a little bit for Zebra Technology, and Zebra Technology.
They're is that ones, where you learned how to turn the buttons over there?
That's well, as a tech star, I went to Silicon Valley, and one of the things they showed us
turn knobs.
Startup, yeah.
If something's not working, just keep turning until it works. Yeah.
And so this is the company that does the next gen stats that you see, the acceleration. They put chips in shoulder pads, or actually in jerseys that are on shoulder pads, and you can measure acceleration, player movement, player tracking, all that stuff. Well, they have something that they're doing right now called tight window throws. And tight window throws measures how close a player is, and they've got the tracking, the very exact GPS. So they measured, I think, it has to be within 2 yards of the target, or maybe a yard and a half of the target is a tight window throw. One of the worst in the league was Jared Goff, because his accuracy when he had tight window throws was not great. That's one of those things. And tight window throws just means contested catches. Can you throw into tight windows? His was really low. That concerns – and Deshaun Watson's wasn't great, by the way. It was very average. Guys who are great, Drew Brees. I mean, it would be exactly like you think.
Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers.
Tom Brady. And they don't throw a high percentage of the throws into tight windows. They avoid it because they're smart. They're veterans. And this number really concerned me, because I think when it really gets tight, you're playing Minnesota Vikings, you're playing some teams with good DBs, let's say you face Jacksonville, I think you're going to have to throw a lot of contested throws, and I'm not sure. Goff just has to prove it to me. Let me put it that way. I like everything around the Rams.
I'm with you.
I'm not crazy about Goff yet.
But I love their coach. I love their defense.
The coach, 32-year-old head coach who gets that kind of performance is unbelievable.
So we all go on record. I want you to go on record here on this show.
All right.
I want you to rate the fame of the Avengers, of Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett Johansson, Samuel L. Jackson, Jeremy Renner, and Benedict Cumberbatch, 1 through 5.
Cumberbatch is lowest. Renner is right below that. Cumberbatch just had – he won
Dude,
an Oscar,
he's,
didn't he?
He's internationally huge.
Yeah, I'd put Cumberbatch – I'd say Renner's last.
Okay.
Yeah. Cumberbatch – boy, the Sherlock – that's a good one. I think it's him or Samuel L. Jackson.
So I would have Robert Downey at the top.
Well, that's what I'm leaving it. Fred, I'm trying to tease from the bottom up.
We've already decided that.
We're trying to influence the guest.
It's like one of those old Bleacher Report.
It's a slideshow.
Chronicle slideshows now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would say lowest would be Renner. Fourth would be Cumberbatch. Third, Samuel L. I'm gonna go to Robert Downey Jr. 1, Scarlett Johansson.
I might go that way too. I mean, she has.
I was gonna say Robert Downey Jr., but you know he has. Other than Iron Man, she's famous for a lot of stuff.
She's famous for being like one of the only chicks in the world who's like an A in the front and the back. That is a rare feat.
It is rare.
And I think they're natural on both ends.
Totally.
Like,
that's even more rare.
Yeah, you don't see that in Hollywood.
More rare. No, not in Hollywood.
Yeah, so I might be with you. I don't know.
I think it might be Johansson 1, Robert Downey Jr. 2. Because you think about it, Robert Downey Jr. was this great actor, young actor.
Right.
He was going through all of his drug problems and all that stuff. And then he went in a tank because of the drug issues. But then his bounce back was a great story. And then when he hit Iron Man, like the worst call I've ever made, it wasn't a draft thing. Right? I, on a show on 1560, said I was super excited about Speed Racer coming out because I loved it as a kid. I said Speed Racer is going to beat the hell on tomato meters out of Iron Man. Speed Racer caught a 16. Iron Man was like a 98. And Speed Racer, and I made myself go to that dirt hole known as Speed Racer. It was the worst movie I've ever seen.
Worst feeling. Thinking that Speed Racer would be better than Iron Man,
yeah,
or thinking that Johnny Football would be better than Jimmy Garoppolo?
Oh, no, Speed Racer for sure. Because Johnny still has stories. Like,
right. I mean, Johnny's like, still in the CFL.
He's the CFL. He's gone. He's done some cool stuff.
And we can agree with Johnny. It's not over yet.
You could have lived vicariously.
He can still make a comeback.
No, we can't agree.
Speed Racer's not coming back.
Yeah, Speed Racer. Dude, Speed Racer had one weekend. Johnny, like, lived it up for a while. Johnny milked a couple years out of the NFL. Speed Racer had one weekend, and it was already like, the Razzie nominations are out, and the Wachowski brothers looks like their fall from grace after Matrix has come full circle.
Mm. Did you like Mack or Clowney in that draft?
I actually had Mack a little higher than Clowney. Well, okay. I had Mack. I had Clowney with a higher rating. I would have taken Mack, and here's the reason. I had a coach tell me that – oh, no, a scout tell me that he went to a South Carolina practice – and he said, where's the big man? I want to see the big man. And Spurrier's like, big man meant Clowney.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, he ain't practicing today. Doesn't feel right. I'm like, is there something wrong? No, ain't nothing wrong. Just doesn't feel right. It's like, well, is he going to play? Was going to go to the game this Saturday. Is he going to play? Oh, yeah, he'll play. He's done practice all the time. He doesn't feel right. Jadeveon decides when he feels right. When he doesn't feel right, he doesn't practice. And the scout walked away like, this is okay with everybody? And that's what Spurrier let it go. And now since he's been with the Texans, a lot of days in practice. And I think there's some frustration. But Mack, dude, on tape, he had a game against Ohio State. The first half was okay. And it's almost like something clicked late in the first half. And the second half, he was a beast. And then when you got the personal character stuff on him and the work ethic and all that, you knew that he was a guy who was likely. Like, there was not a lot of fear, other than he's stepping up from Buffalo to Miami, Ohio, or whatever it was,
Buffalo,
up to the next level. Other than that, physical, mental, everything else. This guy's very smart. He has a degree in psychology as well. Like, he's a sharp, sharp guy, and he's a beast. You know what I heard, by the way, boys? That whole John Gruden trade or that trade of Khalil Mack was 100% because they didn't have the money.
Yeah, like, I heard you say that on the show the other day. Yeah.
They wanted to keep him. They just didn't have the money to afford it.
Because they paid Derek Carr.
Well, they're broke. They're cash broke until they get to
Vegas.
Las Vegas. Yeah.
Well, we have to take a break here.
Okay.
You stick around if you want. I mean,
he's got money to spend.
Yeah,
I do have to run and go pick up a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, are you still? My wife's like blowing me up. Are you still going to be able to pick him up? Well, I mean,
I love Lance, but he's such a clock killer.
I'm earning money for our family.
I tell her. Yeah, I know. Oh no, my wife likes poker when I'm making money.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's one of those.
All right, guys, I have to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers, and just forget about going anywhere else because, for one thing, you're not going to be able to beat Texas Mattress Makers. If you go there, you're buying directly from the manufacturer, which means you're going to save 50% off of whatever else you're spending anywhere else. And on top of that, you're going to get custom fitted, and you're going to be dealing with people who know everything about these mattresses because they make them right there. And when they have a sale on their luxury line of beds, it's a sale off factory direct prices. Not off that money you're already saving off a retail store. And how about this? Not only are they going to put you on a great mattress, not only is it going to be a great experience, not only are you going to save over any place else, but if you spend $500 or more right now, Texas Mattress Makers will donate a bed for a local child in need to the Houston Children's Charities. It's a Better Night's Sleep program. This is something that they do a lot of charity in this city. So now, through the month of October, pick up some extra beds. If you need guest beds for family or if you just need a new one, you can make a difference in a child's life just by buying something and getting a great deal. You can't beat that. Visit Texas Mattress Makers today at 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy or 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
Is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow live from Prime Social Club. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman,
and we're back on the Blitz. Hey, let's do the 5 o'clock giveaway. A pair of tickets to the 16th annual Ziegenbach Festival at Sam Houston Race Park Saturday, September 29th. See the Randy Rogers Band, Pat Green, Casey Donahue, Reckless Kelly, Roger Krager, Kevin Fowler, plus many more perform live. General admission and VIP ticket packages are still available. Get your tickets now at shrp.com. At 525, we'll take caller 12. One more giveaway in the 6 o'clock hour. All right, we haven't had a chance to go through the NFL lines yet, so we'll start with that. It'll be a short segment here, and then we'll finish it up next segment. But Colts and Eagles. Eagles now minus 7.
I love the Colts now.
Okay.
7, I'm all over the Colts.
Yeah, I'd probably lean that way. It's not a game I'm particularly interested in.
Yeah, it's a play for me at that number, and so is the under.
Okay. Bengals plus 3 at Panther.
My lean is Bengal.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning that way too, but I'm not playing that one.
Yeah, no, I'm not playing it either.
Jaguars minus 10.5 against the Titans.
That number's gone way up.
Yeah.
It was at 6.5, I feel like.
I'm guessing that's Blaine Gabbert. Pretty sure that it's going to be Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah.
For a 4-point swing.
I'm still seeing Mariota question mark and Fournette question mark. I don't think either one of them are going to play. But, I mean, if you assume Mariota's out, Jacksonville 9.5 sounds about right, doesn't it?
Yeah, I can't play it because the temptation is to take the Titans at 10 outside of 10. And I just don't trust Blaine Gabbert enough to do that against the Jaguars.
Yeah, I mean, Jaguars are a different beast than the Texans.
Yeah. Falcons minus 2.5 at home against the Saints.
Yeah, less than 3, I'm for sure on the Falcons. A lot of sharp people I know are on the Saints this week.
Yeah, this is not a game that, so far, there's not a game that I'm really interested in yet. Ravens minus 5.5 against the Broncos. I like the Ravens
here. I like the Ravens too.
For a lot of reasons, and RJ tweeted something out about the Broncos' record on the road over the last 2 years in the season, and it's something ridiculous against the spread. So, yeah, I'll be on Raven here. Giants and Texans. Texans have pretty much held. That's up to 6.5.
Yeah, if it gets to 7, I'll buy some Giants. Right now, I'm just on the over.
Yeah, these are two teams that I will just never bet for any reason.
I won't say I never bet them.
They screwed me, both of them. I have no feel for either one, so to hell with them.
That's
both.
That's your week one screw job versus your week two screw job.
Yes, yeah, so they will not get me in week 3. But
someone's O has got to go.
Well, you know what? Someone's O has got to go over because I'll go over 42.5.
All right.
But I will not be betting these guys against the spread. Dolphins minus 3 at home against the Raiders. I like the Dolphins quite a bit here. I think the Raiders, this is a tough spot for them. Noon game in Miami. I still think the Raiders are better than them, but they've got a lot of stuff they've got to figure out, especially on defense. But I'll take the Dolphins here. This is a play for me.
Yeah, I lean against you. I won't play it basically for the reasons you said, mostly because of the clock. But I just feel like the Raiders, they've got to be rounding into shape. And really, I don't know if that's what you can attribute it to 100%, but it seems like their first two games – cardio killed them. Like, they eventually got worn out, and you understand why it happened in Denver.
Yeah, but you know what? It doesn't get much easier playing in that humidity in Miami this week either. Yeah. It's going to feel like 95. It's a different thing than playing it at altitude, but it's just as bad. We saw that affect the Patriots last week in Jacksonville. I like the Dolphins a lot here. Should we go to break, John, and then come back and finish this up? Get back on the clock here? Is that good? I didn't hear him. So what do we have? We don't have anything. Wow. That's awesome. Going to take a very quick break. Just want to remind you, we're on two stations. So if you're not getting the reception you want on one, switch over to the other one. 97.5 or SportsMap 94.1. I was doing that, running around yesterday, and was listening to 97.5, and then got to a place where I was driving and was listening to Barry and Joel at 3 o'clock, switched over to 94.1 and listened to them on that. So that's available to you. Just wanted to let you guys know that. A lot more to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and we were going through the lines for Sunday in the NFL. We just finished up with, did we do Packers-Redskins?
We did not.
Okay, so that's where we're picking up is Packers-Redskins. Packers minus three at Washington, and I'm liking the Packers here. I think Washington is good as they look week one. I think that was in part because they were playing a team that right now is playing historically bad, and I think the Packers go on the road and get it done here.
Yeah, I lean the other way. I don't have a good enough feel to play it. I guess I just like the points at home. Just Green Bay just doesn't seem right to me, and Aaron Rodgers doesn't seem right to me. I
think he's going to break at some point here.
Agreed.
And that maybe.
And when they do, it is a disaster there.
The one that I thought was interesting about, I saw a story about the difference between why the Chiefs decided to move on from Alex Smith, that Patrick Mahomes threw a pass that was tipped at the line of scrimmage and went 16 yards in the air, and Alex Smith did not throw a pass more than 16 yards in the air in his last game. Yeah, I mean, I'm not playing it, but I'd lean Packers. Vikings minus 16.5 against the Buffalo Bills. That's too many points in the NFL. I'm not playing this. But,
you're not taking Buffalo, though. I mean, it's too crazy to give 16.5 points. It's the second biggest September line in the history of the NFL since they've been tracking. But I'm still not taking the Bills. They're that bad.
Chiefs minus...
And Minnesota without Dalvin Cook, by the way.
I can't touch that game, but if you're doing a pick'em and you
Bills
have to
without LeSean McCoy likely as well.
Yeah,
so.
That's... Chiefs minus 6.5 at home against 49ers. I'm with you. I'm on the over here, 55. I know that's a high number, but I think you're going to see a lot of points in this game.
Yeah, I already have a play on this at 7 with the Niners. I'll probably have a play on the over as well. Everybody's enamored with the Chiefs offense, and rightfully so. Their defense is not good.
No.
Yards per play, all the metrics, defensive metrics for the Chiefs are bad. And the Niners, I think, are starting to get a little bit better. You're going to see Garoppolo eventually blow up. So you're talking about a bad defense versus a Kyle Shanahan offense, and you're talking about this juggernaut that the Chiefs have been running out there. Over seems like a pretty safe play to me. It's a big number, but
I don't think it's big enough, frankly.
I'm with you.
Rams minus 7 against the Chargers.
Why do I feel like, I mean, minus 7 almost feels like a gift.
Doesn't it?
But I, for whatever reason, I haven't pulled the trigger on this game yet. The Chargers, I think, are better than what we've seen so far. I haven't downgraded the Chargers as much as a lot of other people have, given the start. But I just love this Rams team. I think I'm staying away unless somehow the number drops below 7.
I can't see it doing that. But,
I can't either.
But I'll keep an eye on it, because if it gets to 6.5, I will punch a ticket.
That's where I'm at.
But I love this Rams team. Cardinals and Bears. Bears minus 4.5 in the desert over the Arizona Cardinals.
God, Arizona's so horrible, but we just talked about really their worst problem is they have just a joke of an offensive line. It's worse than the Texans.
Khalil Mack's going to feast.
Exactly. I can't picture a scenario where he doesn't. So I'm going to have to go Chicago here.
Cowboys and Seahawks.
By the way, don't be surprised if you see the Josh Rosen experiment start this week.
Yeah.
Especially with what you just saw. Baker Mayfield, I would expect that Arizona's going to start feeling some heat to run him out there.
And it's not like Bradford has been. I mean, nope. He can't be any worse than Bradford's
exactly.
been.
Which is surprising, but true.
You put Sam Bradford behind no offensive line, and
yeah.
What you get is a not very good quarterback. Seahawks minus 1.5 gets the Cowboys. I love the Seahawks here. I'm all over this one.
I like the Hawks. I like the over 41.5. Those are the comfortable numbers for me. I'm probably playing both.
Patriots are minus 7 at Detroit. I know you like the over.
I like the over.
53.5 is the number I'm seeing.
Lean towards the Lions if I had to play a side, but I prefer just to let these guys score millions of points and go over.
And finally, Monday night, Steelers minus 1.5 at Buccaneer. I'll tell you what, here's another over I like, 53.5. Another big number, but the Steeler defense hasn't been good at all, and I think they will score some points.
Man, I know a lot of sharp people who are on Tampa in this game, and I just can't see it. I know they've looked good the first 2 weeks. I know Pittsburgh's looked bad the first 2 weeks. But my question is always, when that's the case, how much have you let those 2 weeks influence what you think these two teams are? And obviously, Tampa, they're much better than people thought. Pittsburgh has looked much worse than people thought. But at some point, you've got to kind of trust your original feeling about the teams.
Right.
And if you really trust what you thought at the beginning of the season, Pittsburgh seems like an easy play here. Because at the beginning of the season, you would have said Pittsburgh's probably 5-6 point favorite.
Yeah.
Maybe more
probably
at Tampa.
More. Yeah.
You're given a point and a half. Like, have you really downgraded those teams, or have you changed those gradings that much? It's hard for me to do that.
90% of the cash is on the over, by the way.
Shocker.
Curious. Yeah. So, all right.
That over's moved from 50 to 53.5.
Yeah, and I still would pounce on it, I think.
Yep.
All right, so just to recap, you know, we got a few overs in there. The two sides I'm playing, Dolphins and Seahawks. So those are actual plays for me. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And if you're looking for a place to come play poker, Prime Social's your place. Nice crowd here today. Lots of cash games going on, and all kinds of cash games, man. You want Pot Limit Omaha, they got you. You want No Limit, they got you. And I think it's a good night to come out here and play some cards. So if you're just getting in your car and heading home, looking for something to do, come here. Somebody asked any plays tonight. I don't.
I'm on the over, but I hit the over earlier. Basically, when it came out, I hit the over. I told you about the Central Florida, Florida Atlantic over.
Yeah.
And you talk about
75 is now the number.
Yeah, it opened at 69.5. I got it at 70. It's up to 75 now. So I think there's going to be a shootout there.
Agreed.
I have that ticket. I'm leaning towards Florida Atlantic now that I'm getting a full two touchdowns.
You're getting 2.5 touchdowns. You're getting 14.5.
14.5. That may end up being a play, or I may just be happy that I beat the market with my over and see what happens.
I think I would do that because I could see Central Florida stomping a hole in these guys. I mean, Central Florida's playing great football right now.
I just know how important it is for Little Lane to win the state of Florida for. You know, I mean, obviously, you're not going to beat out the Floridas and Miamis and, well, maybe beat out the Florida States. But for recruiting purposes, FAU, FIU, Central Florida, all these guys going after the same guys. Lane wants to put on a good showing here.
Well, he wanted to put on a good showing against Oklahoma, too, and that didn't work out. So,
Well, Central Florida ain't Oklahoma.
No, but I'll tell you what, they're pretty freaking good. And, you know, they're a lot closer to Oklahoma than the other teams that Florida Atlantic's faced.
That's fair.
Like Air Force and BCU. So I might make a play on Washington State tonight.
You know what? I feel like you're probably on the right side there, but I'm so hesitant because Clay Helton has just been so dominant at home.
Yeah.
And I don't think USC's good. Not that I think Washington State's very good.
I don't know what Washington State is because they haven't played anybody.
But, man,
they've taken care of their business.
Like 19 straight at home, that's not coincidence.
No.
You know, and they've seen better teams than Washington State come through there. So it's a stay away for me, but I understand why you're looking at that because I looked at that number hard.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know if I'm going to play it or not, but I have no idea what USC is. And they may not be anywhere near. Like, last year they're winning those games with Sam Darnold at quarterback. This kid ain't Sam Darnold. And at least not yet. And until
he's like 14 years old.
Well, that's not my fault.
I know.
I didn't put him out there. So I'm not sure that I buy anything on on USC right now. I'm leaning towards betting Manziel tonight at plus 10.5 against Winnipeg. So, in case you're curious about that, I do. The other game I'm going to be all over is Saskatchewan on Saturday -3 against the Argos, who are not good. So.
All right, guys, got to tell you about BetDSI. You want a place to put in all those bets we've been talking about? BetDSI has you covered. A lot of people ask me all the time, where can I play? Well, BetDSI is a good spot. Football season's here. You want to feel like you're part of the action. You think every week you say, oh, I knew who was going to win. Now's your chance to make some money with that, guys. It's the best online sports book with over 20 years in the business. Bet games as they go. Get live in-game wagering options throughout the season. They've built a reputation on paying out fast, which is what everybody's looking for. If you don't like football, okay. BetDSI offers betting options for all other major sports, politics, esports, reality TV, virtually everything. Use promo code AJ101 for first-time deposits, and you're going to get a 101% bonus match on your money, up to $1,000. That's like $1,000 of free money. You can't beat that, guys. It's only a game until you bet it at BetDSI. Use promo code AJ101 and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Check out SportsMap, please. A lot of people work very hard on that, including me, to bring you awesome sports content from all over the sports world, from all your favorite people. AJ's fantasy ranks are up there. Got some text and stuff from Cody Stutes. We got videos. Just go check it out, sportsmap.com. Find something you like. Or follow us on Twitter at sportsmap, H-O-U. 469 says, I'm looking for the RJ segment on the podcast. Can you help me finding it? Well, he hasn't been on yet. He'll be on 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock today. And past podcasts, well, starting last week at 6 o'clock. All you have to do is go third hour, 6 o'clock on Friday. Prior to that, it was 5:30. So that should help you do it. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I have a positive story today that someone tweeted me that I thought it'd be nice to do something, you know, uplifting.
Okay.
That honors our Marines. Apparently there was an apartment fire in Washington, D.C. And basically an old folks' home.
Okay.
Apartments, assisted living. So apparently the Marines, their barracks were right up the street. They saw the fire. Firemen were in there trying to get people out. These guys ran in there with no fire equipment whatsoever and started pulling old people out of the burning building. And
nice.
Rescued several people. And basically they rushed in the building, rescued those who needed assistance, and evacuated residents to the Marine Barracks Washington Annex, where they were checked and treated for injuries and sheltered until their loved ones arrived. They were just down the street, saw the fire, and they all took off and went to help. Flames burst through the roof of a four-story building as firefighters climbed ladders and entered to search for residents. We had four transports to local hospitals. No fatalities were reported, although they were still searching the building. And the cause of the fire is still under investigation. But, you know, nice job, guys. Go in there and risk yourselves to help a bunch of old people who were in a fire. That is uplifting. That's a positive story today. So there you go. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Can I tell you what my gym was before I got that one?
Sure.
A college student was writing a paper and gave her professor a nickname and then forgot to take the nickname off her paper when she submitted it.
Oh, whoops.
She could not remember the professor's name. So she just typed in Professor What's-His-Nuts. And sent in the paper.
Well,
to be fair,
it's probably written down somewhere.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. She was going to go check on the name and then go put it in there. First off, you ought to know the name of your professor. You have one.
Right.
Listen, if I'm a professor, I may not know all your names because I've got 45, 50 students sometimes. I try my best. But you have one professor in that class. You've got maybe five for the semester. You ought to know his or her name. But the professor, whose name is John Hindle, in case you're curious,
right,
tweeted out, a student emailed me profusely apologizing for getting my name wrong at the top of the paper. And I was like, thanks.
I mean, he barely got it wrong.
He's like, I was like, thanks, whatever. NBD. Then I got to their paper and saw their instructor was Professor What's-His-Nuts.
I mean, he got it wrong. Apologized.
Oh, man. Well, she called herself out on it, and his tweet went viral, 87,000 retweets and more than 366,000 likes.
Oh, boy.
So Professor John Hindle from now on is going to be Professor What's-His-Nuts. There's no way of getting around that.
I mean, Hindle, that is a tough one.
Yeah.
So, I would have gone with What's-His-Nuts, too.
Yeah. It's
better than Tiny Nuts.
Well, yeah. I mean, she could have put
that. Professor Num Nuts or No Nuts.
Yeah.
Gobbles Nuts.
Professor Castrated. You could have gone a lot of directions there that might have been more offensive. But no. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to text the show. 713-780-3776. We'll have RJ at 6 o'clock in, his new time frame. So for those of you used to hearing RJ here, he will be on at 6. So no worries. We'll get into all his trends and everything he's going to talk about in the NFL. And we'll see how his picks are going. And then that's pretty much going to be most of the remaining part of the show. I'd like to get to some more college lines at some point after RJ. Don't really have time to do it this segment. Kind of a last look at those. But otherwise, I want to remind you we're out here at Prime Social. So if you're looking to get your poker on, right here on Westheimer, right next to Molina's. This is like perfect for me. You can
go hard to beat this location.
Yeah, go get some Molina's and then come over here. But of course, they have such great food here. You can eat here too, and a nice bar. Come on.
Have you had the burger here?
Yeah, I did.
Everybody raves about the burger.
I had the burger. Very good. That's kind of my new test for everything now. Is how good is your burger?
Yeah.
Because I think if you can't, I mean it. There's so many places now that do good burgers. If you don't do good burgers, then I don't like you.
All right.
Double Down says Varys or Theon could be Professor Where's His Nuts. I think we know where. I think we know where Theons are.
Yeah,
they got sent to. They got sent to the island.
Did they, or did just the twig get sent?
It might have been just the twig, now that I think about it.
I think so.
I think the berries might have been eaten.
By the dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go find some dog crap, and there they are. What a horrible, horrible thing. Jeez. 713-780-3776. Somebody says, great, now I can't rationalize leaving work 30 minutes early on Fridays. Thanks, RJ. Now, RJ actually has a national show now on Fox. That is from 5 to 6 our time, so that's why we have to push him back.
He's a big star now.
Yeah. He's very famous.
He's become very famous, I must tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, well, he's been more famous than us, but now way famous.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
I mean, what can you do, man?
The cool thing is he still likes doing the show with us, so he's continuing to do the show and he continues to give us a lot of time. Austin said, just left work thinking, crap, I missed RJ.
You did not.
Yeah, no, you didn't. And like I said, this is to accommodate his new show, and we're happy to have him. We're happy to move around and get that taken care of so that we can bring RJ to the people. So that'll be in a few minutes. All right, right now, once you listen to RJ and once you hear all the betting trends, you know where to go, my bookie. And I'm telling you, guys, whatever you want to bet on, like that CFL I was telling you about tonight, looking at it right now, punching in my ticket, Montreal plus 10.5. If I play that college game, it'll be the same thing. NFL this weekend, whatever you want. I like to get on there and play the horses, the fights, you name it. They've got you covered with MyBookie. And the best thing is people ask me all the time, what site do you use? What site do you use? This is the only site I use now, because for years I'd have other sites that I'd go to, and it was iffy that I'd ever get paid. Sometimes they'd send you a check from Singapore that would take like 3 months to get into your account. It was ridiculous. Doesn't happen with MyBookie, man. They take care of you. If you win, they pay you. And, you know, I'm just a big fan of getting money when I win. And now, if you go ahead and deposit for the first time, guess what? You're going to get they're going to match your deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Just use promo code radio to activate the offer. You go to mybookie.ag, or you can just Google MyBookie, and you can either Google MyBookie on your computer or mobile phone and get started today. Use promo code radio. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code radio when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.